Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening podcast. I'm excited to start Sag season out with an interview, which I think will bring us a big, nice, fun, explosive start to Sagittarius season. And nevertheless, when I had actually picked this date and I picked the person, I didn't even put it together that she's a Sagittarius rising, Mercury, Uranus, Moon, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, should we introduce her? She is Susan Padrone, stylist. She is intuitive personal stylist, seeing clients in person in the Philadelphia, New Jersey area and all over virtually. Say hello.
Hello. Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. I wish you guys could right now see her nails, though. She just had a birthday. We got going to talk a little bit about astrology and her chart. She has a Scorpio sun, Venus, Saturn, and Pluto.
Yeah. Yes.
That's some intense energy. On one hand, you got a lot of the Sag, so you got the Jupiter, the happiness, the expansive, the excitement, you know, the love, the faith. And then on the other side, we have the darker stuff, right? You have like two different sides inside of you.
Yeah, that feels about right.
I see with your style too, and we can jump right into styling because this is your ex. And let me tell you guys, you need to check her out on Instagram. And at the end of the episode, I'll give you all of her deets. But Susan Padrone _ stylist. She's super fashionable. Those astrology buffs out there, she's a Sag rising again. So you have an idea of what she probably looks like. She's got a cute little septum earring, rocking the short hair that in all, you know, it's a beautiful color. She's always full style and she's loving it. And I think this is a perfect career for a Sag, Mercury and rising. How did you even get into this? I bet you just loved fashion from the time you were born.
Yeah, totally. I mean, you nailed it. I've always loved style and fashion. It's always something that I've really like just had a true passion for. And when I was old enough to start going to the mall with my friends, I would rather pull pieces for them.
Oh, wow.
And like dress them rather than dressing myself. Like I always loved my own self-expression, but that was something was like, I got this, I'm good. But you know, with my friends, sometimes I would just start by like pushing them out of their comfort zone a little bit, trying to get them to put on things that, you know, I saw for them and how I saw their like higher selves. Wow. So it was something that I always really loved. But it's not something that I pursued right away. So I went to school for music education.
Oh my goodness.
As a middle school band director for 7 years.
Oh, you were?
I was, yeah. So you can only imagine how all the Sag in my chart felt by like having a 9-to-5 with a lot of limitations. It did not really go over well.
I would have seen you more of like running like School of Rock or something like that.
Yeah, I taught private lessons too, which is fun. But like, yeah, as I was going through my Saturn return, that's when everything just really started to come to light where I was like, I can't do this anymore. I felt like suffocated and trapped. And while I loved the relationship that I had with my students and I loved the music element, that idea of being in public education forever was daunting. And it felt like this black cloud kind of over me. And I took a year off from teaching when my son was born. And then
during your Saturn return. So I'm guessing this was probably in my head. I'm thinking, okay, when was Saturn last in Scorpio? So like 8 years ago, 9 years ago?
About 7 years
ago.
Seven.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So that was part of, and did you know fashion was going to be what you wanted to go towards, or was that just always a calling underneath, or what happened?
Not right away. It was like something that was kind of an undertone. So I went back to teaching and I knew it was like, this is temporary. I need to get out like now. My husband had just lost his job. So I had to go back to work after taking that year off. And when I went back to work, it was right around the time when a lot of the like clothing subscription services were really taking off, you know, like Stitch Fix and Trunk Club, like all of those. Yeah. And my friends were telling me, they're like, you know, I like what you pick out for me way more than what I get in my monthly box. And that was my light bulb moment. And that's when I was like, oh my gosh, I should become a personal stylist. And so then I just dove in, started creating my business, working with different stylist mentors, taking online courses through FIT, and just like growing my business as quickly as I could so that I could get out of teaching and pursue personal styling. So I left teaching after a year and a half of doing both full time.
Both full time. And you felt ready. You were like, okay, I'm ready to make. And that can be scary to jump from like something that is stable and you know you get your paycheck and everything to jumping into a dream like that. I'm getting chills right now jumping. And like, when did you finally make the plunge and how did that feel before you made that plunge into the like your dream?
I was so ready. And I think that's where all of that Sagittarius in my chart was really helpful, because my husband, who is like a lot of Virgo and like a sprinkling of Cancer, was like, but no, like he wanted to support me, you know, like that Cancer, like that loving emotional like side of him wanted to support me of my dreams, but all the Virgo was like all the worry and like stress and nerves. And, you know, I finally just said to him, I was like, look, my mental health is suffering I know I can do this, but I can't do both. And I can't stay in teaching forever. So in order for me to be like the best mom, the best wife, the best me that I can be, like, I need to leave teaching and I need to do personal styling full time. And I don't think I don't remember being really scared. You know, like I had all of the other worries of all the other people in my life that cared about me and cared about my family. You know, and they had their own understandable concerns about me leaving, but I didn't have any of that in myself because I just knew I could do it. Yeah. And I knew it was something that I loved. And every bad day that I had in teaching, like I would take that energy and transmute it into something to help grow my business. And that's really how I was able to just develop that other part of myself.
Part of you. That's very, I got to say, that's very Sag Mercury though, too. And it's like, you know what? I'm taking this jump and I believe in myself and it's going to work out, like in having that faith to do that. And when you take that, I'm sure what happened is, you know, I'm sure it took a while to build up, but when you took that leap, you probably automatically the universe made people for you, right? It brought you clients. It just like you made the leap and they were there.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And, you know, my business has just continued to grow and expand since then, which has been wonderful. And yeah, I just, you know, I miss the students that I had, but I still have like positive, you know, relationships with the ones that are now out of college, you know, where it's like healthy to have an adult relationship.
And I'm sure you're very inspiring though, right? You're like, hey, I'm doing this teacher, but and that is a great job for those teachers listening and music teachers, but like, you're like, I need more. And again, I love just seeing people jump into a dream and be able, because it takes a lot of work. It takes years. It takes months to get, and you just keep going and going and going. Now, do you have any, like, who is your style inspo? And again, I love her style. I love watching your style stuff. And it's like eccentric and it's cute and it's sexy. It's a bunch of different things.
Thank you. Yeah. For me, my style aesthetic definitely just is in flow, right? Like again, all the Sagittarius, it's like, it just needs to be in flow. It needs to be fluid. And I use my intuition to like really connect with what part of myself I really want to highlight in any given moment in any given day. And, but in terms of like a specific style icon, I have so many that I love. I don't know if there's any one particular person where I get constant like inspiration from, because I really, again, like tap into my own intuition to get inspiration for myself, but like Zendaya, her style, I am just over the moon, like in love with, who else? Like Kristen Stewart.
Oh yeah.
Really love.
Forgot about her actually. From Twilight, right? Kristen Stewart.
From Twilight. And now, I mean, she's evolved tremendously and now she is like one of the key faces for Chanel and like how Chanel has like really modernized. Like it's, And she's just stunning. Like she has this edginess to her look, but also with a lot of like classic undertones that Chanel brings, but they allow her to still be like that sexy, like sometimes, you know, bringing in more femme, sometimes bringing in more mask, like depending on what she's vibing. And I just, I love that.
You have a fashion vision. I can see it just in the way you're describing. I'm watching her on camera. I'm looking at her eyes and I can see her almost go into a different world. And you said that your style flows through different styles. And I'm guessing, you know, Mercury is a little bit, you know, goes with the sun. So it's often switching in, and you have Mercury in the first house, you're rising. So I'm guessing you're, depending on where Mercury is, you probably, your style changes a little bit depending on the seasons as we go into each, you know, depending what's there, that's probably when you find, am I right? You probably find some flow in that.
Definitely. Yeah. It's not something that I've been like completely tapped into, you know, like I have a connection with astrology and I definitely know a bit about my chart, but the planets element is something that I'm still educating myself on because there's just so much knowledge there.
Buckle and up.
I feel like you do it so effortlessly. You're Aww. Just like, I love it. I love hearing you connect all the dots and just, oh my gosh.
Oh my God.
So
thank you. Thank you for saying that again. It's buckle up because it's an endless rabbit hole. And some days I'm like, oh my God, I feel like I know nothing about the planets. There's still so much, you know, but once you uncover it in yourself and that desire to take it just keeps getting deeper and deeper and deeper. And I can see that in you. And you have a blog. I read a little bit about that. And you tie into astrology, you tie into fashion, astrology, and now probably in your personal intuitive style over the past couple of years, you probably started like, okay, you're, you know, a Gemini rising. You might like this type of outfit or this type of thing.
Okay. Yeah. And it's awesome too, because over the years where I've become more just vocal about my connection with spirituality and astrology, just with my business, and I've been attracting more and more spiritual clients, which I love, because being able to share with them like the downloads that I get from their guides Wow. and connecting that to the astrology too is just, it's the best, because then I can just be my full self and I don't have to like, you know, be hearing these downloads from, yeah. you know, like their deceased grandmother or like wow. one of their spirit guides. It was like literally yelling in, in my head, like,
oh my
you
God.
Need to tell them,
do
I
you
can just say like, hey, your grandmother's here and this is what wow. she wants you to know about those earrings or about the way that you've been, you know, showing up. Like, she wants you to do, you know, and just kind of explaining that to them.
So whenever you call in the spirit guides, whenever you call in the universe to help with you, do you do like, does it start, do you do some sort of initiation with them? Do you do some sort of ritual with your client and then have it brought in? Does it start to channel to you right away as soon as you like, you know, I imagine Sag, Mercury rising is probably all over the place. It probably is like boom, 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 really fast, right? So as soon as you're like, okay, Colleen, we're going to start working with your style. And then as soon as that agreement's probably like, right, like that, right? All of a sudden the downloads start.
Absolutely. Like, you nailed it 100%. What I like to do is, especially once I have the permission from the client, or I know that we're going to be talking and that's going to be something that comes up, I set the intention to, you know, like just allow myself, my guides to be able to then connect with my client or, you know, whoever I'm doing the reading for, like their guides and their energy. And just, again, like creating the boundary of only receiving the messages that are right for them, that are best for them to know in this moment. Yeah. And then, I mean, as for some people, especially people who are already deeply connected with their spirit guides and with the universe, that's usually when it's immediate and I just get like, you know, not flooded, because flooded seems like it's overwhelming, and it's not. It's just flooding in the sense that it's intense and it's fast. And then, you know, I'm able to like process and like, you know, pick the key messages, kind of get them to slow down a little bit. And yeah, and then it's just fun from there, you know, like being able to communicate that. And I mean, I was setting that intention, you know, in preparation for a call today, and
Aww.
Something that that was coming through for you, Colleen, was just like all of the fire, like a lot of like the fiery spirit that you have, and just bringing that and allowing that to just shine and radiate through your style. And I know that you already do that, which is awesome, because it is so aligned with where you are in your life right now, just bringing out that, like that sexiness, that fire, like the, again, fire was big. So we're talking like bold colors, like especially in like warmer tones,
a lot of red. People like when I wear red with my red hair. I get that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of red and even like oranges and yellows, like all of the colors that you would see in like a flame, but then bringing in black too, because it's fiery, but it's also like fiery with an edge. And it's, oh, I love it. Like
Oh,
it's so much fun for you and
I need some
your
more style.
guides.
I need some more style tips. So your guides are kind of telling me as I grow in this, as I present myself forward, as I put myself on camera, I should be rocking a lot of reds and a lot of blacks and a lot of red tones.
Yes, a lot of like very and like really saturated reds. So not so much like a maroon or like, you know, a wine, but more of like a strong, almost like a cherry red, where it's just like intense and bold and vibrant. And it's, you know, it's an arrival. Like it's just when you're wearing bold colors like that, and even oranges too, and yellows. Like if you think about how a flame is depicted, or even like when you're examining like a flame, how you have like that outer like bold red and the orange and the yellow, like that's the image that's coming through really strongly. And then the black, you know, I'm thinking like black leather is
Oh.
really coming strong too for you. I definitely wouldn't do softer colors or muted colors at all,
No,
because
not the blue I'm wearing right now that are matching with my Sagittarius. I'm wearing pretty Sagittarius pants.
yes.
They're like, but they're, what are those called? Those palazzo pants that have all the crazy designs. And I was like, let me put these on the Sag. But the red, and I think I want to tell you, I already know that this will stay with me forever, what you just said. I just have it the way you downloaded that. Now, every time I like present myself, I'm going to go with those bold red colors. And let me, again, do you have any clients on the main line?
I do, yeah.
Well, they need more of you on the main line because let me just tell you something. She, again, mainline listeners, everyone out there, she can work with you virtually. She's in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. She has clients in Philly.
I go out and I see clients on the main
Okay, good.
line.
On the main line, everyone listening, because you guys need a fashion update. Let me just tell you a quick story and then to tie it in into her into the fashion and why I think it would be good. The main line, amazing place. Love it here. I will tell you that, but it's very rooted in their ways, right? And that is so rooted in their style. And 10 years ago, when I moved out here and I started working on the main line, I started at the salon in Wayne. And I had this woman that worked there, not very nice, but nevertheless, she said to me, she looked at me. I remember she looked me up and down and she said, you know, I think you would actually be really more successful somewhere in South Philly. Your style just doesn't really work here. And she was wearing Louis Vuitton shoes, and I looked at her and I just said, "Well, if you want to give me those shoes, I'll gladly wear those." You know, something smart ass like myself. And I smiled, and then at that moment I was like, "All right, well, now I'm gonna have to make it on the main line, and I'm absolutely not leaving, and I'm gonna prove it with the style." And I've sort of, you know, made that go, and I pretty much stand out anywhere I go in the main line. If I'm in Philadelphia, I don't stand out at all. I'm like another fish in the main line. And I think that it would be, again, I see the local clothing stores, I see all the stuff, and great, there's a lot of great stuff there too, but I feel like I could imagine you would light the main line on fire with your style, your fashion sense, if you brought it up here and be like, all right, people, let's get out of your old, you know, North Face jackets and UGG boots, and let's put some cool stuff together, some intuitive stuff together. Like you have it. You have it. Now let's talk about your book. It is We Don't Do Just Okay. So what is,
Exactly.
tell us about We Don't Just Do Okay. No, we don't.
Yeah. So something, the way the title kind of came about, I'll start with that and then I'll kind of dive into more about what the book's about. So We Don't Do Just Okay Anymore came from something that I say to a lot of my clients, and it's always in our first session together when we're going through their closet and we're talking about every single piece in their closet. And I'm holding up the piece and I'm saying, tell me about this one. And often, almost in every single session, inevitably there will be a few pieces where my clients will respond, will be like, it's just okay. And you know, and I think a lot of us can think about pieces that we have in our closet that are just okay. You know, like they fit, they're fine, like maybe they're comfortable or they're whatever. They check a box, you know,
Yeah.
but they're not something that you really love to wear, but you still find yourself maybe like putting it on, and then you in turn feel just okay, which is not a great feeling,
No.
especially when you're going to tackle your busy day, when you're going to like go to work and you know you're going to be interacting with people, or even if you're just getting together with friends or something, you don't want to be wearing something that's just okay. So and that's something that I tell them. It's like, okay, well, we don't do just okay anymore. It's not something we do. Like,
get rid of it.
We're not doing just okay. Yeah. And that also applies to clothes that you're trying on for the first time, you know, or when you go shopping, whether it's with me or not. You know, if you put it on, you're like, it's just okay. Like, no, that's not acceptable anymore. You know, it's fine to have pieces that are comfortable and that might not be like a bold statement. Like, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about any piece in your closet or any piece that you see that you put on your body and you only feel okay. Like, we're not giving in to being mediocre, because no one is. And your style can range. Like, you can gravitate towards like softer textures or muted colors and a more like minimalist style. And that can still be something where all of those pieces make you feel incredible. Or you can gravitate towards pieces that are really bold and exciting, and you're mixing patterns and textures. And, you know, that can be something that really lights you up. So it's not about, you know, the piece as a style genre. It's about how the piece makes you feel when you see it and when you wear it.
Yeah. Well, I think I've got to say, with that, with the title, we don't do just okay. I think you nailed the feeling and the mode. All of a sudden I'm like having this go back to like, what does it feel like when I pick up a shirt? And I'm like, yeah, that'll do. That's just okay. You're right. That doesn't feel good. And we're so, you know, some people say, well, you got to dress up the inside, to dress up the outside. But I think both go well together, because I know oftentimes, like sometimes if I don't feel that great, but I put on a rocking outfit, hair, makeup, all of a sudden I'm like, hey, here I am, bitches. You know, now is your book about like your experiences with people, or is it just like more detail into not just dressing okay?
So it's a combination. The way that I like to describe my book is it's part style guide, part like spiritual self-help, and a little bit of like a memoir too. So it's got a sprinkling of everything, but a lot of like really accessible, timeless style tips. So you'll be reading through the book and then you'll start thinking about how you shop a little bit differently, or how you're going through your closet, you know, the next time you're looking through it. But then I also share my journey in a much more in-depth manner about how I got into styling and different elements and different phases of my life that have really shaped my personal style. Like, I had a whole period of my life where I was diagnosed and battling with endometriosis.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, that is something, again, that isn't really talked a lot about. Like, women's health issues are just not often discussed. And, you know, I know some people were kind of surprised to hear about me sharing my experience with that in a book that's about style. But honestly, I felt it was so important, you know, not only to share about women's health and bringing awareness to that, but how you can be dealing with chronic pain and how your body can go through all of these physical changes. But it's still so important to not lose yourself during that, because there's a lot of guilt, a lot of shame, a lot of just pain, like physical and emotional, that comes out during those times when you're experiencing, you know, different health issues. And the importance of being able to come back to yourself and knowing who you are, and then being able to put clothes on your body that reflect that, is so, so important. And that's something that I do see a lot with my clients. You know, oftentimes they're going through some kind of major life transition, or their body's changed, whether it's gotten larger or smaller. And it really occurs where they start to lose elements of themselves. And that's really the core of why they're reaching out, is because they kind of have an idea of who they are or who they're becoming, but their clothes no longer reflect that, because they've outgrown them, or there's like certain energy that's attached to those clothes that they really need to release. And they're not able to fully identify that yet, or have the permission to identify it.
Well, I'm happy they have you, because you are like, you're on fire right now. I'm telling you. And so they can help break that down. And I have at least 5 clients that came to my head, and I'm definitely going to refer this episode and your book, that suffer with endometriosis. Thank you. Endometriosis. Yeah. And that is, and it's such a chronic, and they're always just like, and everything, you know, they feel horrible. So in that case, everything, they just sort of lose themselves in that. And you're right. Women's health is absolutely not talked about. And I think that's definitely making a change, you know, in this decade as we move forward with that. Now, something else I want to talk about, let's talk about bodies and being comfortable and uncomfortable and everything. So you are part of Youthphoria, and she is, Susan is a stylist to all genders, all bodies, you know, non-binary, individual, everyone, right? Everyone is welcome. And I think that is so beautiful.
Absolutely. And I want to just correct myself too. I said women's health issues, and I know that's an outdated term. Really should be like anyone with a uterus that reflects in having endometriosis. So I apologize. I wanted to correct myself there.
I should correct myself because I didn't even think about that, to be honest with you. You're so right.
Yeah. It's, you know, we're all learning. Yeah. And I really, it's okay. I'm giving myself that permission to self-correct and then move forward. But Youthphoria, I absolutely love. I am so honored to be part of this project. Photographer Shannon Collins created this idea of really wanting to create a photography experience, a photo shoot experience that is really gender affirming for trans, non-binary, gender fluid youth. And we've been photographing individuals who are anywhere from like their mid 20s and younger. So I know it's Youthphoria, but really we're expanding into, you know, early to mid 20s.
Well, let me tell you, no one's, the way society is changing, people aren't becoming young adults until they're like 32. So I think that's right. They're still really teenagers at 25, what I see society, but continue. Yes.
Agreed. But the individuals that we've been working with, it has been such a beautiful, transformative experience. It's when I first heard about the project that Shannon created and they reached out to me, it just lit me up because I love being able to work with people, especially these younger individuals who've had a lot of difficulty just even achieving something like gender euphoria, you know, feeling really good in their bodies and having that alignment with how they see themselves, how they feel, and then getting clothes to express that. So being able to have these conversations, you know, we always start off with a Zoom call where I get to talk with the participant, get to know them and hear just their vision. Like I tell them, you know, I'm their like style fairy god person, you know, like I'm here to like make their style dreams come true for this shoot. And that in itself is such a beautiful gift. And, wow. You know, when they share things with me, sometimes they have very specific ideas and that's been super fun because they have this, like, sometimes they have a lot of different, they're like characters from movies or, just certain aesthetics that they know they gravitate towards and they've always wanted to achieve that kind of look, but haven't really been able to. So as soon as they start telling me, you know, like I want a combination of like Leonardo DiCaprio from Romeo and Juliet Ooh. With like, you know, a Victorian child and, you know, like all that, you know, the wheels start turning in my brain and I just get like lit up and I just start like pulling all these pieces together. And then we get to meet in person where we do a fitting and they get to try their clothes on for the first time. And, Aww. You know, in some situations I've been able to purchase an individual's like first binder or first Wow. bra that has like really fit them the way that they Aww. Wanted. And, you know, in addition to like the clothes and accessories too. And in the amount of times that I get to hear things like, I never thought I would be able to wear this, or like, this is how I've always seen myself, but have never been able to really achieve that. Like, it just, I like feel the energy Wow. in my heart space just like explode.
Oh my God. And yeah.
It's a gift.
And that's a beautiful energy exchange.
Yeah. And I truly love it. Like after every conversation that I have with a participant and every fitting that I have, I always send Shannon a message and I was like, oh my gosh, I just met so-and-so and I love them. Like, thank you so much for allowing me to be part of this. And then after Shannon has the photo shoot, they send me the, you know, like a little sneak peek of the images, and they're all always just so beautifully captured. And what's also so special about the experience is that the entire project is supported through like mutual aid. So it's all just from donations, and that wow. allows for the participants to be able to keep all of the clothes and accessories and shoes that they get to wear for their photo shoot. So it's, we're able to like gift that to them.
Where, and that's amazing. Where do you donate? How do you donate clothes to that?
So the money that's brought in through yeah. the mutual aid then covers the cost.
Okay. So you donate the money clothes. Donations.
Mm-hmm. And then, Shannon donates their time, and then myself and the hair and makeup artist, we offer our services at like a significantly discounted rate so that the participants can do this photo shoot with Youthphoria at no cost to them. And then they leave the experience with an entire outfit wow. of new clothes that are really, that allow them to achieve that like gender euphoric state, which is just something that I think a lot of us who are, you know, cis or who are just cisgendered, we take it for granted, right? Because we're like, oh yeah, I shop in this specific clothing section that I've been told aligns with my gender, and that's just what I do. But, you know, we're starting to like break out of those molds, and it's like, well, why couldn't I shop in the men's department?
Yeah.
Like why do I have to limit myself? And it's just, and allowing these participants to kind of have that little bit of permission and that support, it just opens up all kinds of
Harry Styles is making quite a amazing, right? Like quite, it's a beautiful thing to see like just how much has shifted and evolved. I mean, I know we still have a long way to go, but just in the last 5 years.
Yes. Oh, I love Harry Styles.
I know. I know.
Love, like just as an individual, as a style icon, like,
Now is Harry making a lot of waves in the, as I see it, but you're in the fashion industry. So is making all kinds of waves and shock and changing a lot, right? With this.
Yeah, definitely. Like Harry Styles, Billy Porter is another one who is really making like big waves in the style industry. And just a sense that it's, you know, someone who is like masculine wearing more like traditionally like feminine clothes. So it's just allowing that way for them to express themselves through fashion to be much more fluid. And I think that that's really beautiful. That's how it should be.
Beautiful. Because, it should be.
I mean, think about like how long the menswear, like menswear has been accepted on women.
So long.
For decades. Yep. And people don't even bat an eye at it.
Yep.
The second that we see someone who is physically like appears by the observer as like masculine wearing a dress or a skirt, it's like, oh my goodness. Like, oh, let me clutch my pearls. Like what? It's like, no. Like it's beautiful. And it should be just as widely accepted.
Yes.
As seeing like women, and putting that in air quotes, I know it's not seen on the podcast, obviously, but wearing pants. But it's because I've done some research in this too. And it's because women have been constantly, or the feminine has been constantly perceived as the weaker. Mm. So it's not as widely accepted.
It's interesting.
For someone who is masculine to be wearing feminine clothes, as opposed to someone who's feminine wearing masculine clothes. Like wearing masculine, it's like, oh, well, yeah, now they're stronger in their appearance because they're taking on the masculine. So that's why that's been something that's...
The mind is a crazy thing. Just like what you said, just someone saying, oh, they must not be masculine enough if they're not wearing that. And I think we're headed towards a huge opening change with all that in society. And I'm excited to see what 10 years looks like. And I think too, and you're probably similar with your child. My boys, I let them whatever. If they want to rock it, you know, my younger son wears I have a bunch of wigs and he wears my wigs. Or like if they want to do makeup, I let them put makeup on. Put it on me. Yeah. I let them do their hair however they want to express, you know, it's just energy. And I think, as we're saying, we have those two, we have a feminine and masculine energy in us. And
Absolutely.
How can we outwardly express? So it's great that you're like, you're headlining with in your industry and you, what you're doing with this and accepting all. And that's a beautiful thing and making lots of changes. Now let's talk about, is there anything that you, in your fashion throughout the years, you look that you're like, oh my God, I wish I would have never worn that. Or I can't believe that that was ever fashionable, or anything that's making a comeback. And you're just like, oh God, don't come back.
Yeah, I could share a lot with you. There's one image that comes to mind, and I have mixed feelings about this, but I'll share kind of where my brain's at with this one. So for my fourth grade school picture, okay, so fourth grade was in the 90s. sunflowers and denim were totally a thing, although they've also made a comeback in the recent years. And I had this white turtleneck that had like sunflower embroidery, like along the neck, and like a denim jumper that also had sunflowers. And I had this idea that I wanted to put a single braid in the front of my hair, like framing my face, and then get a like sunflower hair tie. It was like almost like real life size sunflower. And I was going to tie that at the bottom of this braid that I had like in length bob. And my mom, who I love, she really did let me express myself in a lot of ways, you know, that was, as long as it was school appropriate. She saw me with this giant sunflower piece that was probably like, I don't know, the size of a fist. She's like, are you sure? You sure that's what you want for your school picture? And I was like, yes, this is what I want. Like, it coordinates so well with my outfit. Like, I love the braid. Like, it was here for all of it. And I remember like a teacher that I had at the time was like, it's a big, big sunflower for your day. Like, are you leaving that in? Like, he was also very, very kind, but looking back on it, I was like, oh yeah, no, he was trying to talk me out of it. So then I get my pictures back and I was like, oh my God, that sunflower was huge. So sunflower hair tie kind of in my school picture, nonetheless, like where it's just, memorialized forever is something special.
That's hilarious.
Thank you. The trend that I'm kind of, a little bit hesitant that's like coming back are the butterfly hair clips. And I think it's
Really coming back? Oh my God. My mom used to cornrow my hair and then put seven of them along at the end of all of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's like what we did. Right. Yeah. And I think the reason that I have such like PTSD about these hair clips is because I'm envisioning myself at the time when they first were popular, and like that, like way before preteens were adorable like they are now.
Yeah.
I mean, we were not.
We were all goofy looking. It's unreal. We were trying so hard, but we looked so goofy.
I know. And so I'm envisioning like when I had braces and I had like my hair in these, like twisted back with, butterfly hair clips and like whatever kind of, who knows, like oversized t-shirt that I was wearing at the time too.
The concert t-shirts.
And so many concert t-shirts. I mean, I still like love to sleep in a concert t-shirt, but I don't really wear them.
Now we crop them. We cut them, crop them, add some bedazzled. Oh my goodness, that's so funny. I want to see that picture of you with the big sunflower.
Oh yeah, I'll send it to you.
I'm not a big flower person. In fact, every time I wear flower, I feel, that's one time I do not feel myself. Like when I put flowers on, I will be like, maybe if it's like a skirt or something that's a little added, but if it's a flower shirt or flower dress, I'm like, who am I? I don't know why. Maybe I like look at myself and I'm like, I don't feel like rocking. I don't feel myself in flowers. I'm not a big flowery person.
Yeah, I get that with you. Like picking up on your energy, like it just doesn't feel aligned.
Feels too good. I feel too good. Bringing out, too goody or something. I don't know. Too preppy maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, yes. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong, like you're kind, but like sweet and like the overly, like going to give you like a toothache kind of sweet where you're like, it's not my vibe. Like,
you know, one thing I always think of that I think we'll look back on, I know I do now, and it wasn't too long ago, that I think is like a hideous trend, but most likely I'll probably like it again if it comes back out, is the cold shoulder shirts. Like, do you think that's what? Wasn't that a goofy trend? Now I wore them 5 years ago. I rocked them. But now I look back and I'm like, just like, let's just cut out this little shoulder part of a long sleeve shirt. Do you agree with that?
Yeah. It's so the cold shoulder has definitely like evolved to where I feel like it is a little bit less just specific, I guess. Like I know what you're talking about. The ones where it's just like a little bit of shoulder cut rather than, you know, like something that's kind of off the shoulder with like a strap.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that will feel very time stamped when we're looking back on.
I feel it now. I mean, I even like a couple of years, I'm like, why would I ever just like, oop, we're just going to cut out this shoulder in this long sleeve shirt. That's like the neck's up to here. We're just going to cut this out, cut this out. But again, I probably would rock it. If I liked it at one point, I'd probably rock it again. Now, where do you see your future? Where do you see yourself? Where do you see yourself 5 years? What are your goals, your aspirations? Where are you going?
So I appreciate you asking me that question, but I'm sure you also know that, again, like with all the Sagittarius in my chart, I'm like, I don't have a 5-year plan. I'm like,
yes,
but I will try my best.
What are your goals? What are your dreams? How about that? Tell me your dreams of 5 years. If you have them.
So my dreams and where I feel like I'm going is really just having a beautiful selection of like a diverse group of clients that I see one-on-one, that I just help really guide them throughout their style journey. And, you know, in addition to that, I have my book. I have one book that I've already written, which is just, you know, still mind blowing because I never considered myself a writer, but you know, I have a workbook that's coming out along with that. I've also been working on more like masterclasses and courses too. So I'm still bringing out that element of that, the teacher that's still in me, but bringing it forward in, you know, helping people with their style journey and, you know, combining their spirituality with their style. So I think just continuing to grow and expand on all of that. I love where I'm at, and I love continuing to just watch it grow and being in flow with all of that.
In flow. And as you said, as your spirituality grows and it changes and shifts, so does your, you know, your dreams around fashion and where you're going with fashion.
Definitely.
I mean, I can already tell you have quite a strong energy. You have a lot of presence. You have a lot of faith. You have a lot of spirituality. And I definitely see that, especially with the moon. You got a lot with that Sagittarius, which is, again, a very big, like, faith, you know, spirituality, what we just said, all of that. And I lost my train of thought. I hate when I do that. Sorry. We're talking about your fashion, your fat, all of that. Do you plan on doing more, like, other intuitive readings with that, or just do you have other dreams around that, or do you, for now, I don't want to jump ahead of you. No, you might have a new dream tomorrow, but with growing beyond the fashion, or just really, do you still feel like, you know, in all the ways? I mean, there's a lot of ways you're doing self-help. You're doing sort of a fashion pee. Like therapy.
Yeah, exactly. Like therapy combined with fashion. Yeah, exactly. I think if there was an element to my business that I would want to like dive deeper into, it probably would be combining the like the psychology and the spirituality even deeper. So that, I mean, even right now, I would say in some aspects, depending on the clients, I feel like that trifecta, like the psychology, spirituality, and fashion, the emphasis on one of those three tends to be heavier than, you know, one of the other clients that I'm working with. You know, it definitely changes. And depending on the session too, like sometimes it's more therapy and then like fashion and spirituality take a supportive role, or sometimes it's more fashion and the other two take a supporting role, or sometimes it's fashion and spirituality and less on the therapy side of things. So to answer your question, I think that I would want to build up a little bit more in the psychology and the spirituality element, because I'm feeling like fairly confident, more than fairly confident, very confident in the fashion side of things, and just figuring out ways that the other two can continue to support and evolve and just, you know, be stronger players in the process that I do with my clients.
That's good. Well, keep studying your astrology, because I always say that astrology, obviously I hated school and I couldn't do anything with it, but I love, you know, people and why, and their energy and why their mind. And so I always say that's like the psychology of our energy, astrology in our minds, a whole other psychology area and degree, but it costs a lot less money.
Yeah, Exactly. Yes. Totally. And I feel like it's easier to kind of keep tabs on too. I mean, like, granted, you can have weekly therapy sessions, but, you know, just to be aware of what's happening in the planets and how that impacts you as an individual, or how it impacts, like, you know, the people in your lives. It's just really incredible.
It's incredible. Well, this has been an amazing interview. I'm serious. I could just feel all your Sag energy. I feel like, yeah, I feel hopeful. I feel faith. I'm ready to just like take off. Now, I want to go over again where everyone can find you. First of all, I want to talk the Youthphoria. If someone maybe listening wanted to reach out, interested, they have a child, anything, how can they reach out to Youthphoria?
So Youthphoria is on Instagram. I want to pull up their account right now just so I can make sure that I get the handle exactly right. It's Youthphoria_org. So O-R-G. So Youthphoria_org. And through the Instagram, you can apply to be a participant. And then Shannon will get in contact with a participant or with a parent, depending on who reaches out. And then we'll set things up and get things going from there. Or, you know, if you're more comfortable reaching out to me because we have this connection through listening to this podcast, you're more than welcome to do that too. And I'm happy to make the necessary connections.
And how can everyone find you? What's your Instagram? What's your website? What's all your social media stuff?
I'm definitely the most active on Instagram. I would highly recommend, you know, give me a follow on that.
Love her Instagram.
Thank you. Likewise.
Thank you.
So you can follow me at SusanPadrone_stylist. And my website is SusanPadroneStylist.com. And I, like Colleen mentioned, I have a blog where I update that, you know, a few times a month with different style tips, you know, just really things that are accessible, and as well as more local, like supporting small businesses and just showing you where you can shop and find new ideas.
Well, Susan, you're very, very, very inspiring. I can say that. And so give us the last word. What's the last piece of advice? Anything?
My favorite style advice is definitely, instead of focusing on what you want to hide about your body, focus on what you want to highlight.
Ooh, so that is good.
Thank you.
Oh my God. That's such a good like little mantra to remember every day when you get up. I love that. I love that. Awesome. Well, thank you. And thank you everyone for listening to this episode. This was such a good episode to start out Sagittarius season, which as we know is a very fashionable sign and a very fashionable season. So I'm excited with that. So, you know, remember one last thing. What you just said again, remember that? Yeah.
Instead of focusing on what you want to hide about your body, focus on what you want to highlight.
Okay, that's the weekly awakening for this episode. Okay, remember that. I have to write that down so I can remember, you know, how things slip my mind. Well, thank you, everyone. If you want to reach out, if you want to be on the show, if you have any questions, concerns, or just want to, you know, shoot me an email and just, you know, give me some info, hit me up at thehairhealer1111@yahoo.com. I know I still haven't changed my email address. That's my old podcast email address. And follow me on social media at Cosmic Colleen across all the boards. And thank you. Thank you again, Susan. This was amazing. You are amazing. And thank you, everyone, for listening. Love you all. Goodbye.